Oh, this is NPU's Voice for the People. I'm coming at you, and I want to talk about everything that's happened up until now. I once said in one of my songs on an album, on one of my albums, I said, the earth is cooking up one big giant enema, but not one, all of us are going to pay. We failed her. I never imagined I would live to see my words actually come to life. I never imagined I would actually see that actually come to pass, not in any way, shape, or form. But it did happen. Now we're dealing with COVID-19. Fact of the matter is, we could try and get around this all we want, but there's a few known fundamental factors that led up to this and the hardships we're facing. We did some things right, but we also, as a society, made a lot of mistakes. The first step in discovering how many mistakes are made is knowing that you made one. That's the first step in moving forward, moving past any bad situation, no matter what you do. Is discovering that you actually did screw up. You know, we put too much emphasis in our society, in our culture, and our ultimate goals on the entertainment industry. More kids want to grow up to be movie stars and rock stars than they do want to be architects and thinkers and scientists and astronauts and environmentalists. We need those people a lot more than we do need entertainers. Yes, entertainers are necessary. However, entertainment is there as a release, as a way of relaxing when everyone's productivity has been exhausted. But we cannot sit there and live under the assumption that things are okay when they're not. We cannot sit there and live under the assumption that things are getting better. Because basically what movies have become is our mental heroin. They become a distraction. You know, when our country was first founded, we never anticipated at all. On any given day, no, our founding fathers could not have anticipated at all on any given day that the entertainment industry would play such a pivotal part in our society, or that it would influence our society. But it has. It has influenced our society, and we have not acknowledged that. The fact of the matter is, yes, everything's put on hold because of COVID-19. However, the entertainment industry is partially to blame for everything that's gone on. You know, if The Apprentice was never on the air, Donald Trump would never have been seen as a formidable leader. Meanwhile, what you saw in The Apprentice was a lot of production and a lot of script. It was basically a big giant script. And you had a lot of fancy editors and writers and a lot of different people working around that fake reality TV show, marketing Donald Trump as an intelligent person, when in reality, the guy doesn't know jack shit. Fact of the matter is, this problem has gone on unchecked for far too long. We can kid ourselves all we want, but somewhere along the way, someone's got to pay the bear. We woke the bear. And now that we woke the bear, we got to deal with it. On so many different levels. Not just because we have a really lousy president. We woke the bear and we have to deal with it on the level of... We are hilariously underprepared for a lot of things. We're hilariously underprepared for worst case scenario. We're constantly on the edge of a global disaster to where society could collapse, where the video game like Fallout could become a very much a reality, or the movie where the world will be looking a lot like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. That's a given fact. The fact of the matter is we need to be prepared for that a lot more than we are. COVID-19 is nothing more than a fatal, painful reminder that we've been caught with our pants down. We've been caught with our pants down, and the fact of the matter is the problem has not fixed itself, but you're hearing all the wrong answers being given, all the wrong answers spoken, all the wrong answers put toward an existing problem that has gone on for far too long. I don't know about you. But I want society to progress and move forward. I don't want things to collapse. I don't want things to fall apart at all. But we must not kid ourselves any longer. This has been an ongoing issue for far too long, and it's time, it's so very much time to put it to an end. We ourselves are a part of each and every one of us are a part of an existing problem. However, if you're listening to this, you made the self-mind choice to be a part of the solution. Like I said, first step in fixing a problem is admitting that we have a problem. The fact of the matter is, we do need to reprioritize how our country functions. We need to reprioritize how things are done. We need to reprioritize what's the most important goal. What's really, I mean, deep down, what's the most important thing that's worth having? We need to sit there and have a much more realistic take on the world around us. Whether we like it or not, there's a lot of things in our country that have gone on unchecked. There's a lot of things that have gone on in our country unfixed, unmonitored, and definitely not looked at enough. Kid ourselves all we want. But in a lot of ways, we brought this one on ourselves. We brought this on ourselves in so many different ways, it's scary. I, for one, I wake up every day truly frightened. Frightened every day. I'm just as scared as each and every one of you. But I'm not going to let it stop me or slow me down. I'm going to acknowledge the problem for what it is and talk about it. And really get to the bottom of the solution. Come to a solution and get to the bottom of it. To my native brothers and sisters, I love each and every one of you. And I hope that through unity and integrity, we could all come together and be a shining example. And help guide everybody else on this land, on Turtle Island, back into the direction that we need to be. I hope that one day we learn to part ways with the hypocritical, foul behaviors of the rest of the world around us and learn to be something better than we are. I hope that we can learn to sit there and to learn what it means to actually be native. To live native. Not just protest it. Not just say that. not just say that, you know, oh yeah, I'm Onondaga, or I'm Cherokee, or I'm, you know, I'm Shoshone, I'm Lakota, whatever, I'm Taino. But to actually know what our languages, our core values, our traditions, our ceremonies, things that we hold dear and near and dear to us, knowing what's native and knowing what's not native. It's crunch time, people. It's crunch time, and you know it. It's time to put these issues, to bring them to the surface, acknowledge it, and help society move forward in the direction that we need to be, not the direction we want to be. So what we have to do is we need to alter our perspective. We need to figure out what we need, not what we want. This is NPU, Voice for the People. Aho.